electricity out anybody, because it always has an odor about it when it's cooking. I don't care how you clean it or anything else.
I've never eaten it.
Well, I've never eaten it either. The odor's enough for me to go in the kitchen where it's cooking.
I have no desire. That's a thrill I'll leave.
I never did. A lot of people, when they make sausage, you know, stuff, the intestines clean them and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't really think anybody could get it clean enough to do that, and I didn't want it.
Mm.
I make muslin bags and stuff the intestines in them, but not stuff the sausage in them, but not intestines.
Oh, good sausage is good. Gee whiz. If somebody is walking, and someone wants to fish the pond down there, and he says, "Is it far down there?" What would you say?
No, not far.
Or is it a great distance?
No, it's very close, very near.
Mm-hmm. And somebody's walking and he says, is it far to Hamburg?
You can tell him how far it was, because that would be, to some people, quite a distance if they had walking. Mm-hmm. It would be me now, I think, if I had walked, but I've walked it millions of times.
Would be to me too. I used to room 2 miles from college, and I'd walk in the morning, walk back at night. I got so I could do it a little under 30 minutes. But it was hard to learn that.
Yes.
If something is fairly common and somebody says, where can I find Bermuda grass? You say, just go out there. You can find it most
anywhere, most any place.
You're about 5'4"?
I'm supposed to be 5'7". Of course, as get older, you...
I was 5'7"
when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
That was in my stocking feet, but some of them measured me not long, sometime this winter, and I think they thought just a tiny bit over 5'5".
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
if somebody
you
else...
you do shrink. See,
that's true. I've come down a half inch easily.
And at my age, I guess, we would expect as much of a shrinkage as 2 inches or 2.5.
If somebody else is 5'5", you'd say she is...
taller than I am, shorter than I am.
Mm-hmm. And if someone is particularly skilled in something and you're not skilled in it, and somebody says, "Would you do it?" You might say, "Well, ask him, because he can do it
much better."
And if you lock yourself out of the house and guy's in here and you knock on the door and he said, "Who is it?" What would you say?
"It's me."
Yeah, I would too.
Dr. Boyd, the first president of OU, was there when I was there. I invariably said that on the telephone. Ida.
That bothered him, huh? You're supposed to say it's I?
It's I, and I never remember to say that.
And then there's
that total reproach. They were dear people.
That overcorrection, "Whom shall I say has called?" It's interesting how that particular term
always throws me.
Mm-hmm.
I never hear it, and I never use it a great deal when it comes up unexpectedly that you should use it, but it just doesn't get used, that's all.
I stay away from that. I stay as far away as I can. I'm a who man, and I'm going to stay a who man. I may be thought
belong to the owl family.
Uncouth. Yeah, right. I may be